Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, if you've driven through Potts Point, you'll know the Minerva Theatre, a very, you know, 1930s looking gorgeous thing, curved edges, quintessential Art Deco, streamline, modern style. The Save Minerva Theatre Group are rallying for the Heritage Theatre to be left in its current state and not turned into a hotel. Well, one of the objectors is Brandon Martinego, and he is from the Save Minerva Theatre Group. Hello, Brandon.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, I guess, let's start with this. What is the status of that building at the moment in terms of heritage? Is it listed?
It is listed. So we successfully worked with the with a few different parties, but especially the State Heritage Register, in obtaining a very, very needed heritage listing for the Minerva. It was one of the last surviving theatres that were designed by a certain architect with prominence in designing a lot of Sydney theatres that have since been demolished. Mm-hmm. And this is probably his crown and glory of theatres, and we're lucky to still have it left. And so, yeah, it's a pretty incredible building.
You better give us a bit of backstory about the building, because it's sort of been hidden away in Potts Point.
It's a wild story.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was built and completed in 1938. And a lot of the arguments people have about this theatre is that it was never built at the right time. Obviously, the 1939 war broke out. Yeah. The idea behind it was that they built the theatre with the intention to use it as a bit of a case study to build a 2,000 to 3,000 seat theatre on what is now Fitzroy Gardens. At the time in the 30s when they were talking about building this theatre, Potts Point in the eastern suburbs was obviously well heeled. There was a lot of attention and thought in regards to entertainment and nighttime economies. When the war broke out, everyone left the area, and the metro kind of never really had a chance to succeed. As time went on, it got used for live performance. It got turned into a bit of a movie theatre. But the patronage never really went above what they kind of expected for the time that it lived in. Remember, at this stage, there was no train line, there was no parking. It was very much, Potts Point was a satellite suburb. There's a point where the rest of the city gets a whole heap of theatres built in the city. So the need for a theatre, probably in about the 50s and 60s, waned again. You get to about the, I think it was the 70s, and it gets, obviously, it gets turned into like a food market. Mm-hmm. And then Hair opens, and then it gets turned into the Kennedy Miller movie studio headquarters, mm-hmm. where Happy Feet and Mad Max came from.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of had this long storied history of a whole heap of different things that were right for the time, but never right for their original intention.
Okay, so
our argument is that it now is.
Yeah, and so you're saying instead of turning it into yet another hotel in Sydney, and we've got a few, and I'm sure it would make a very, I mean, if you haven't seen this building, by the way, do look it up, because it is beautiful, you know, this glorious Art Deco building. You're saying that it should be kept as a theatre people should be able to experience in the way that it was intended, as opposed to turing
Absolutely.
It into a hotel.
I'm on the chair of the local business chamber as well, and one of the issues that we have is there's four developments in the area, all of them of which are hotels.
Yeah.
This one is a hotel built into a fly tower of an old theatre. So the rooms aren't going to be beautiful or have amazing outlooks, because they just can't. Mm-hmm. But what we agree in regards to this space is it is a cultural asset. Sydney is in dire need of more live performance infrastructure. The Hawkesbridge report that was commissioned by the city and the state into the feasibility of this theatre being returned to 1,000 seats suggests that the cost of the state buying this building and renovating it and leasing it out to an operator, which we know there's hunger for, would be a third of the price of building another theatre in a new location of the same size and scale.
Look, so, I would say that there would... there would be a big demand for a space of 1,000 seats, especially in the sort of cabaret comedy area, you know.
There's a huge demand.
Yeah, there would
be. One of the issues is, and Minister Harwin is very determined to look at this property as a key movement forward in creating, in allowing Sydney to at least get to parity with the amount of cultural, of theatres that we have in the city with Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who are familiar with Melbourne, the Metro would follow the same model as the Comedy Theatre. They're roughly about the same size and they have the same kind of ability to host the same kind of shows. Currently, Sydney doesn't have a theatre of 1,000 seats. We probably need two.
Brandon, what are your chances here? The idea of having a government step into essentially a commercial transaction. Yeah, you know, it's a tough one. Do you think you've got much chance here?
One. Yeah. Look, I think we're probably sitting at about 80%. We know that Central Element, who put the TA through, don't own the building yet. It's still held by Abacus. There is the DA that has been submitted. We had, from our understanding, 100 objections to the building being turned into Central Element's wishes. So I think they'll either be left with a stranded asset, and the state, we're aware, is currently conducting a business model for this. And from all understanding that we have is that they'll snap this up when they have the opportunity.
Okay. All right.
Well, fingers crossed for you. Mm. Yeah, it would be a great little enterprise. And, you know, having gone to cabaret places and seen that they're really packed out, you know, they're in sort of leagues, clubs and things like that.
Yeah, no, and it is a beautiful theatre. Hey, Brandon, we'll keep in contact. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Brandon Martinago, who's a representative of the Save Minerva Theatre Group. Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, put in the Metro Theatre Potts Point or the Minerva Theatre Potts Point and have a little look at it, because it is, you know, it is pretty special.
Lura.
Kasawa.
Wurunga. You haven't heard of Wurunga?
Moonspeed.
Blackcap.
Rosehill. Oatly.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer.